released on a whole new level, and we've been given authority to stop that kind of thing. We don't need gun control. That isn't going to do it. We need people that would cast out demons, that would recognize them, discern them, and cast them out. A lot of these other shooters that you see doing these mass murders, look at their faces. We've got authority over that. We can stop that. And we've got to do it. It's coming to our neighborhood. And God has put us here as salt and light. And our neighbors don't know how to deal with it. But God's put us there for their sake, too. But we have really got to start walking in our authority of dealing with this manifest evil that's coming. In Romans 14, 17, Paul said, "For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit." And the kingdom, you know, we're going to know a joy very soon. A joy is going to come upon the body of Christ. What I was shown, it was going to be so great that the world was going to think we were retarded. We're going to be so happy. You think the Toronto thing was, you laughed in, you better get ready. But it's going to be built on the substance of a peace that the world can't even comprehend, because the world's going to be falling into increasing terror and fear. God's people are going to have a peace that the world is going to again think, we are so out of touch, we don't know what's going on. But that is built on God's righteousness. And that is doing what is right in the sight of the Lord. Of course, it is fundamentally the cross of Jesus. Jesus is our righteousness. But it is also, if he is our righteousness, check this out, by the way. You know where? Check out all the places where it talks about those who believe in the Lord will be saved. Check out that word translated in. You know how so many words are so superficially translated into English, and how much more descriptive in all the words are in the Greek and in the Hebrew. That word often translated in is literally, I believe, should have been translated into. Those who believe into the Lord Jesus. Listen, it's not just believing that he existed. The demons know that, and they're not saved. If we really believe him, we will believe into him. We will abide in him. We will bear that fruit that it says all those who are abiding in the vine will bear. And he said if they don't bear that fruit, they will be cut off. I tell you, there's a whole lot that I believe has deeply corrupted the gospel in our times, but that's going to be changed. We've diluted the Great Commission from making disciples to making converts. And I think many people have been left to believe that they're safe in a condition in which their eternal lives are in jeopardy because of the shallowness with which so many things have been handled and the devaluation of our spiritual currency that we've allowed. But there's a new seriousness coming. I believe a new reality. And we're going to see the reality of what it means to be a disciple. A disciple's not just a student. A disciple isn't someone who just goes to the services. You can go to every service every time the church doors are open and not be a disciple. A disciple lives to learn of their master. Day and night they wake up thinking about their master. How can I learn of my master today and become like my master and do the works that he did? That is a disciple. It's more than a student. I tell you, there are a lot of Christians that are going to get saved. A lot of Christians that are going to get saved. I tell you, every few days now, it seems, I go through that experience. I see there's a whole new level of this. But demons are going to be cast out. Principalities are going to be shaken. These are happening because the kingdom is coming, because the gospel of the kingdom is being preached by those who are walking in the authority of the kingdom. They are going to stir up things. And a whole lot of the persecution that is coming, a whole lot of other things that have happened, the great shaking that is going on in the world, it's because the kingdom is coming. It's because the way is being prepared for the Lord. That little stone is striking the feet of that statue in Daniel 2 that represents all of man's kingdoms. That statue is crumbling right now. Even the most powerful, consistent governments on earth are shaken to their core. Everything that can be shaken is being shaken. But that little rock that is causing that is going to grow into a mountain. And it's going to keep growing till it covers the earth. But a whole lot of the shaking that is going on, it is going on because the kingdom is at hand. Now, Paul said in Acts 14:22, through many tribulations shall we enter the kingdom of God. And it is through tribulations that we enter the kingdom. If we really understood what he was saying, we would get so excited at every trial. We would do what James said, count it all joy when you encounter various trials. Because the testing of your faith is more valuable than gold or silver. But you know, I believe the way we could translate that, I'm not talking about literally translate it, but was that in every tribulation or every trial, there's a gateway to the kingdom that we can enter through. And we need to see these trials that are coming our way. And I believe probably everybody in this room has some in their life right now. In that trial, there's a gateway to the kingdom. And guess what? In the great tribulation, the whole earth is going to enter the kingdom. The whole earth is going to enter the kingdom. But everything that can be shaken has to be shaken first. And his judgment begins with his own household. It begins with his own people first. But it's not for condemnation. It's so that we can be standing on solid ground to help pull the others out of the quicksand. He deals with his people first about the things that he's about to deal with the whole world about. But guess what? He's been judging his house for some time now, and that judgment is about to spread out and start really impacting the nations. But our time of discipline is not over. But most of the judgment of God in Scripture, it is not condemnation, it is not destruction, it is discipline from the Lord for those whom he loves. And he tells us there's an easy way out. Judge yourself lest you be judged. We can judge ourselves lest we be judged. But a little bit of what I saw last night, you know, a whole lot of what I went through and what many of you probably went through. How many of you just gone through incredible battles lately? Okay, the rest of you will get yours. But there's a gateway to the kingdom. But a lot of it was because you weren't, there was somebody who did not want you here. Did not want you to walk in what you're going to leave here walking in. But whenever Satan is cast out of heaven, as we see in Revelation, he comes to the earth with great wrath. He comes to the earth with great wrath. There is going to be stuff happening. We got to keep on going. Psalm 91, 1,000 falls on this side or 10,000 on the other. We got to keep on doing our job. We got to keep on. These are the times we've been chosen to live in. But I tell you, there is a whole new emphasis coming on spiritual warfare. We need to get it. It's not going to be enough to just read the books. We are in it. And you know, in a real war, you can't just say, time out. Stop the shooting. I've got a headache. We're in a war. And we're going to be in the reality of that, or know the reality of it far more in just the coming days than we